Countdown to sequester, 3 days or so to go. You've heard of the mess that could be waiting for you at the airport if these cuts go through and furloughs begin. But what about your drive?
Let's go live now to John Townsend, who manages government and public affairs for AAA Mid-Atlantic. Good to talk to you, John.
Great talking to you, Veronica and Dimitri.
And we've got close to 3 million people commuting to and from work. If sequestration takes hold, what happens to that number and our experience on the roads?
Well, about 1/4 of those persons would disappear from local roads and transit systems. Think about this. We have almost 300,000 federal workers that will be affected and about 400,000 federal contractors that are impacted by this. And so that's 700,000 to 800,000 persons you take off the roads on those furlough days.
Mm-hmm. Like a federal holiday, then.
It is like a federal holiday, or the way traffic is the way it is in the summertime around here when we see about an 18% reduction in the number of persons out there traveling, and our commute times improve and decrease during those times. So for those workaday Joes who have to go in because they're not federal workers, we'll have less of a strenuous commute, but it'll have a direct impact on those persons who are not getting a paycheck.
You know, is that going to affect people outside of the D.C. metro as well?
It will. It will impact all across the region, and it would even impact our tourism trade here. Remember that we receive over 18 million visitors a year, and so D.C. won't be the hotbed of tourism that it is during sequestration, and that impacts the tourism industry. Hotel rooms that bring in almost $1.8 billion a year, you can just add up all the numbers, and it has a devastating impact on our region especially. This is ground zero, as it were.
Yeah, it is like losing a lot of weight, but as the result of a serious illness instead of in a healthful, gradual way, the way you're supposed to. So we wouldn't want to celebrate this lack of congestion, John.
There is nothing to celebrate. This tells you about the absolute gridlock. We think about the gridlock on our roadways. The Capitol Beltway itself has over 200,000 cars a day, and we think that's bad. We have the worst congestion in the nation, the worst gridlock, but we also have the worst gridlock, politically so, in the entire world.
What about repair of roads and upkeep of roads? There, we have federal roadways or U.S. highways. Would it affect the repair and improvement of those? Are we going to see a lot more potholes?
It will affect the funding, and this is a critical time because this is pothole repair season. So the funding question, this is what state governments are talking about. When you talk to the two governors in Virginia and Maryland, they talk about the impact of this. So it would affect the flow of funds for transportation projects, for transportation repairs. We just can't imagine the impact that this will have. And so to have some people say that this is all an exaggeration, it is not an exaggeration in Washington. This will have a tremendous impact on us, and you'll see it on our roadways. That's the first telltale sign, and that's like the canary in the coal mine.
John, what about, for example, if you break down on 66 in Virginia, a helpful VDOT person, you hope, will be along shortly to help you out. Now, that's a state function. Would the cutoff or the decrease in federal dollars affect people who just need help on the road or, for that matter, on Metro if there's some issue there?
Well, remember that Metro is heavily funded by the federal government, and there's so much of our infrastructure that is paid for by federal dollars, and that spigot could turn off. That's the devastating consequences that local officials are talking about, local federal officials are talking about. And you just can't imagine the impact. Everything from the way our airports operate. Think about this. We brag about at AAA, the number of people flying for the holidays, and it may be 80,000 persons flying for Christmas or for Thanksgiving. But every day from National Airport or National Reagan, we have over 200,000 persons flying. So if you have longer lines, if security is not adequate, think about the repercussions of that. And that's what we're, it affects everything about the quality of life in the Washington metro area. Because after all, we are the seat of government.
John, thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Dimitri.
Thanks, John.
John Townsend, who manages government and public affairs for AAA Mid-Atlantic.